This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. GLT Summer Concert headliner Adia Victoria's blues lyrics have been compared favorably with author Flannery O'Connor, a fellow Southerner. A South Carolina native and now Nashville resident uses gothic characters and landscapes over blues seasoned with garage, punk, gospel, and rock. Victoria tells GLT's John Norton she's been a Flannery O'Connor fan for many years.
I mean, I think that I had a lot of the same ideas and inclinations that Flannery had growing up in the Deep South and growing up in a highly structured religious community. Once people start filling their heads with these wild ideas that they know the truth and they know the way to live and they understand what this is all about, then they're right for the writer and the artist to come in and subvert them. And any artist worth their salt, they're going to need to alienate themselves. They're going to require that alienation in order to turn that knife towards these systems of oppression. And, you know, it's not heavy work. It's often done very humorously by Flannery. And I think that she was able to gather and refine and distill a lot of my hunches that I had as a kid growing up into something more artistic. She was able to articulate it in a way that I was not able to. These are just ideas that I had, you know, about my Bible school teacher and my preachers and all of the adults around me that I recognized were so very, very, very afraid.
Of what?
The loss of control, the unbridled truth that nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows why we're here. Nobody knows what happens after we die. There's no concrete evidence. And I think that this truth can drive man wild. I think it drives people insane. If you need that control, if you need that ability to say concretely, like, this is what it is, this is God, this is what God's what, this is God's will, it's like, you have no idea what God's will is. I guarantee you that it's not capitalism. I guarantee you it's not whatever we fashioned as the American dream. But there is a fear of losing that power over people that have bought into that. And I don't want no man.
Adia Victoria from the album Silence. It's called Pacolet Road. And Adia, this song talks about you wanting to get the heck out of South Carolina where you grew up. But it also references your grandmother in that line where it says you want to do everything your grandma wished she could have done.
I'm going up them stairs. I'm going to pack a bag. I'm going to do everything in the world that my grandma ever wished she had.
Is this a reference to your actual grandmother, or is this more symbolic?
My grandmother was it is a literal reference, but it's also symbolic of these black women who had brilliance. My grandmother was one of the hidden figures. She worked for GE during the space mission in the 50s and 60s when they were trying to put a man on the moon. And she was a brilliant secretary to several engineers whose work, you know, would go into getting these men on the moon. But my grandmother is someone who, she married young, she had children, and that became the center of her life. And my grandma is also a brilliant artist. Growing up, she instilled in me the importance of education, of learning. And not necessarily like getting good grades in school, but having that curiosity to learn about the world around you. She taught me how to read. You know, my grandma used to let me drive her car around the country in South Carolina when I was like 7. She'd, pull over. We'd be coming home from Ingalls, and she'd let me get in the driver's seat, and she'd say, "Now you drive us home."
7 years old?
7 years old. She was trying to tell me, it's like, you need to know where you're going. You need to know how to get around in this world. And she didn't come up in a time where it was easy for women, let alone black women, to have that sense of autonomy. And so her journey, and she'll tell you the same, was stifled. And it wasn't until my grandfather died about 3 years ago that my grandmother, out of nowhere, she began to paint voraciously. Like, she's done over like 200 portraits. She's had this in her the whole time. And it's like, God, like, what could she have been if the world had nurtured her brilliance, if they had recognized this woman is a genius? So I see it as imperative in me to go and further her line and do all the things that she wished that she had.